This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Steve Scherr. Under Washington law, state troopers who are also veterans get bonus points when they're up for a promotion or a new job. But some troopers say their veteran status isn't being considered. Now, five troopers are suing the state and the Washington State Patrol. Washington State Patrol spokesman Bob Calkins says the agency wants the lawsuit dismissed.
When you sue a state agency, there is a preliminary step called a tort claim. And the express purpose of that 60-day period is for the state agency to review its actions and seek an opportunity to correct any issues that it might ultimately agree with.
Now, Tom Pillow heads up the State Trooper Union here in Washington. He's a trooper himself. He's also a veteran of the Marines, and he's been battling the State Patrol on this issue for many years. Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
How many years have you been battling this issue with the patrol?
Well, I think it came to light 5 to 8 years ago.
I see. What kind of promotion preferences are veterans supposed to be getting?
They're supposed to be getting 5% preference points once they make a promotional eligibility list.
So what's a preference point?
It would just be 5% on top of whatever your score was for that particular promotional list.
I see. Why should veterans get promotion preferences in the first place?
Because it's the law since about 1947.
Well, that's a fine answer. It's the law. Why else should they be getting them? What's the argument?
Well, it seems that our people are the only ones, at least in this state that we know of, that's not receiving them.
And also, they've served as veterans. They've served in service. That's why they're getting them, right?
That's, I think, why the law was initially put into place, is because they wanted to do something for returning veterans, to give them some type of a benefit back home at their job after serving their country.
So you just said that it seems like Washington State Patrol officers are the only ones that haven't been getting these preferences. How long has the Washington State Patrol not been honoring this policy, since the 40s?
No. They, from what I've learned from one of our members, when he was hired in 1989, he did not receive his preference points. So sounds like from 1989 they haven't been doing it.
And is that, have you polled other members? I mean, you have five people in this lawsuit, but are other people that are veterans also saying they have not gotten these preference points?
I believe there's 20 that haven't received them on their promotional exam, but only five of those 20 wish to go forward with the lawsuit.
I see. Why is that? Is that a personal preference they're making or something else?
Afraid of retaliation or something from the agency for doing that.
Afraid of retaliation, perhaps. I see. So, Tom Pillow, as the heading up the State Trooper Union here in Washington State, you must have had conversations with Washington State Patrol about this. What do they tell you why they haven't been honoring this law?
Well, they tell you that they're interpreting it different. Initially, they said they weren't aware of it. Then they said that when they became aware of it, they weren't interpreting it the way we were interpreting it. And the bottom line is, either way you interpret it, at some point you got to give these people veterans preference points, and they failed to do that.
You said you've looked at other agencies in the state, Seattle Police. Who have you looked at that are honoring veterans preference points?
What, Seattle Police, King County, Spokane. I talked with one of our retirees who later became chief of police in Sultan, a small little agency in Snohomish County. He even gave veteran preference points for the three people in his agency. So I think everybody's giving them.
Except for the Washington State Patrol. Are you satisfied with the answer they're giving, that they just are interpreting it differently, or is something else involved here?
I don't know now what's going on, because they're totally aware of the law. They know how to apply it. As of 2013, what they're going to do is they're going to apply veterans preference points to anybody that makes a sergeant's eligibility list, and they're going to give them their 5%. Why they won't go back retroactively and make all the people whole that they didn't give those preference points to, I don't know.
Would it be a cost issue on their part?
Obviously, it's going to be a cost, because if they went back and looked, and after applying these points to the 20 people that should have gotten them that are in the agency now that claim they should have, they'd have to first find out if those preference points would have put them high enough on that promotional list to actually be promoted. And if they did, then they would have to backdate that promotion and pay them back pay from whatever that date was. So, yeah, it is a cost factor.
Do you have any sense of what non-veterans think of this preference policy?
I've never heard a complaint from somebody that's not a veteran.
And ultimately, what's your goal for this lawsuit? What do you want it to accomplish?
I'd like to see our people get paid. I mean, that's what the law intended. That's what the people of the state wanted. That's what the legislature wanted, to help a veteran out. And why the Washington State Patrol refuses to do that, I don't know. In fact, they're in the process now of trying to get this case dismissed, which makes absolutely no sense to me. There's only five people now out of the 20 that came forward. There's only five that want to be made whole. Go back and look. Do your research. And if you owe them money, give them it. I mean, because here's the deal. When they do an audit and they find out that a trooper or sergeant owes them money, they don't hesitate. They start taking that money. So why they're not willing to do the same for the benefit of one of our members frustrates me.
Tom Pillow, I appreciate you talking to us.
You bet.
Tom Pillow heads up the State Trooper Union here in Washington State. There's a lawsuit asking that the Washington State Patrol honor the bonus points they say they're supposed to be getting in their job. This is The Record.